Oge b'kayitz ben maskil nidam b'kotzer ben mevish. A natural agricultural season here, you plant in the fall, you harvest, the harvest begins after Pesach, and the summer is harvesting time. You bring, and by Sukkot you bring it into the storehouse. B'kayitz, Oge b'kayitz, and near them b'kotzer. After everything is harvested, and people beginning to put it together, it's the kayitz. There's that person who goes looking, maybe I forgot something, wants to get every last piece of grain. Wants to do a job in a totally complete way and get the maximum out of what he has to do. That's an Oge b'kayitz. He's a ben maskil. It's a nirdim b'kotzer. And the opposite of the person, even b'zman ha-kotzer, is a nirdam. He's a ben mevish. Foolish person. Rashi said, it's not only talking, but this is a moshul. The example is someone who wants to achieve everything down to the final detail. And the person, even in time when he can achieve, is half asleep. So he says, Kol Yal Torah, but it's really talking about Torah. Shemaskal Lomed Af Bekayetz, Shehu Sof Yomov. Person at the end of his life has spent his entire life learning Torah. He keeps learning to get every last thing that he can while he's still on this planet. And he's tired. He organizes, he chazes. A stupid person, even when he has all his youthful energy, doesn't use it to the maximum. Okay. That is. It's telling us a very simple thing. An intelligent person understands at each stage of life the kochos that he has and knows how to squeeze the maximum out of his kochos. And when he's young, it's certain kirchus, and he's middle-aged, it's other kirchus, and he's old, it's other kirchus. He doesn't stop. Life is growth. And you grow at different ways, at different parts of your life. But you have to, throughout, as long as you have any kirch to push, you have to push to continue growth. And then, you have ben maskil. Rochos Rosh Tzadik, Peter Shoy and Mechatz Achamas. Now, this pasuk is a major pasuk because it tells us a lot about our attitudes to people, and a person who is a maximum human being, he's a tzaddik. A tzaddik umavarch tamid l'chol adam. It says, Tov Ayin Hu Yavarech. It's a pasuk later on of Beis Tes. Pasuk says, Tov Ayin Hu Yavarech, Ki Nasan Milachmo Ladol. A tzaddik wants other people to succeed, other people to be blessed, other people to grow. Kach mevarich HaKadosh Baruch Hu also v'niach brachos amalcha. You have a positive attitude, and it says b'midah shel demode mode din lo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will treat you like you treat other people. You see the good in other people. You are anxious for other people's success. You don't want it all for yourself. A very big flaw in human beings. And that flaw in human beings and that midah rah in a human being of wanting everything for yourself and not wanting anything and wanting to make sure that other people don't have. Machlok is Kain and Hevel. What were they fighting about? Then the two people had the entire world all to themselves. You take North and South America, I'll take Europe and Asia. Two people, what are they going to do with North and South America, all of Europe and Asia? And we'll discuss Australia, okay? I mean, what are they going to do? Rashi says, what were they fighting about? How to divide the world. Each one wanted as much as he could get. You're not going to do anything with it. The idea, I have to have it. No, I have to have it, but I don't want you to have it. I was once sitting with a non-from lawyer was discussing a certain pshara. He says the problem of people coming to make a pshara, even though they know they're not going to win everything, is not that they aren't going to be satisfied necessarily with the half that they get, but they don't want the other side to get the other half. And he gave me a marshal. Says he, marshal is judge sits in certain machlokas. Whatever you want, I'll give you, but on the tnai, I give you the other side double. What do you want? And the person says, well, take out one eye. That means Cain and Hevel had the whole world, but they couldn't let the other person have half the world. You can't even do anything with half the world, but the other person's getting the other half of the world. So it's saying, when Noach comes out of the table and he gets drunk, so what happened? What did Ham do to him? One man Dama says, Sarso, castrated him. Why would he castrate his father? There were three people coming out of the table, and the world is going to be divided between these three people. Each one has an awful lot. But they were afraid the father was going to have a fourth child. And the fourth child, it wouldn't give me three parts, it would be four parts. There's a whole world. Tova Brochos Rosh Tzadik. A tzadik sees the good in everyone and wants the good for everyone. Ulchaim Bavorech HaKadosh Baruch Hu also v'yaniach Brochos Rosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will treat him with the same and give him brachos. Pirushayim b'chasas atzmo b'chomas. Hainu, shemacharif is called. You see the negative of everyone, you insult people, umadabra all of dvarim royim, umakal also. That klolos ba'os, and ultimately, it all comes back to him. Zenikri gam kein chomas. Chomas means I take away Hanigzalt. Okay. A tzaddik has a positive attitude to himself. Doesn't go around insulting people. He has a positive attitude that he wants other people to benefit, and that's symbolic of a tzaddik. That means someone who's always knocking other people, or someone who's always insulting other people. Put out here, whatever you may think otherwise of him, is not a tzaddik. Tzaddik sees the good and wants, and other people wants the good for other people. Zeche tzaddik levracha. And first we have Rochos the Rosh Tzaddik, who peer shoy mechasachos. I have a clout. A tzaddik not only says good things about other people, but his Rosh, his mind, has a part of his attitude to people, situations, always looking for the good in other people, always wishing the good for other people. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzar for Lamaisa, and whether he can always achieve the good for other people he wants, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzar for Lamaisa. A Rosh, we don't care what he's saying. He thinks, because he only gets punished for what he says and what he does. Another thing in the Pasuk, the Gemara says, Brochus. Brochus the Rosh Tzaddik, he was showing the Chasachamas. Tzaddik is Loshin Yochin, and we're showing the Loshin Rabin. Why? Because a tzaddik begins by what he thinks about other people, and it ends up what he says about other people, and then it goes further what he does to other people. His schar begins with what he's thinking about other people. And what he's thinking about other people is something no one else. And that's why it's Lashon Yochid. Each one is a Yochid, what he's thinking. But when you talk, everyone talks the same. And that's a Russian. Zeche Tzadik Levracha. Zeche Mashe Zochim Mashe Hoyo Mikodim. Achamosa Shol Tzadik. Tzaddik is a tzaddik where he thinks about other people, talks about what he does. And when he leaves this world, the memories people have of him, what he leaves afterwards, is a bracha. Now, Shem Yishayim Yerkov says the Gemara. When the Russian leaves after him, whatever you see a person achieves in this world, and what do we talk about the achievements a person has in this world? At the end of 120 years, when you leave this world, so what do you achieve, what do you accomplish? And that's how people are going to think about it. And at tzaddik, what has he achieved? He's benefited people. And that lasts during the life of the Chofetz Chaim. Now everyone assumes that the life of the Chofetz Chaim, he's the most famous Jew around. Yeah. There are all sorts of other Jews who are always in the headlines. Always this and always that. But now, we're 85 years, 84 years after the Chofetz Chaim. You wouldn't even know their names. And the Rebbe knows the Chofetz Chaim, because what he left after him has benefited the world tremendously. Hashem Rishoyim Yerkov. Now, Chacham Lev Yigach Mitzvos. What does that mean? It means every person and every situation in life has to see what he gets out of life. Every person, when he presented right now, I can do X, I do Y. And he chooses to do X. He says X is more important to me than Y. Chacham Lev Yigach Mitzvos, the Medrash says, talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. The night of Makas Becheiros, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, V'chshol isha meshkentu magaras beisuk lechesed chayzol. What happened? The first half of the night, Klal Yisrael is sitting with their Korban Pesach. Masnechem chagurim, nalechem baraglechem, nakelchem b'yedchem, ready to leave. Exactly at Chatzos, Hashem, he could call Chorber Eretz Mitzrayim. Makas Becheiros happens. The Jews are finished with their Korban Pesach, and then Makas Becheiros happens. Makas Becheiros happens. What do the Jews do? They're going to go knocking on their neighbors' doors. You want Kli Chesel Chesov. Everyone's up. Came by Hashem Shabbos. Vahit Soker Gadol V'chol Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is in a chaos. Knock on the door. I know you have 3 gold things here and 2 silver things here. This and this and this. I want to borrow them. And how do they look? They're on the way out. That's exactly how they were supposed to sit at this way to dress, like you're ready to go. So, and Hashem Nosan Chayin, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu made a nice that the Mitzrayim said, "Yeah, here's all our gold and silver taken." What was Moshe Rabbeinu doing that night? Moshe Rabbeinu that night was busy with the Aron Shel Yosef, because he knew that there was a shvua. Klal Yisrael said they're not going to leave Mitzrayim without Aron Shel Yosef. So who's worrying about gold and silver? Who's worried about mitzvahs? Moshe's chacham mitzvahs. Everything in life is a choice. Everyone's life is a decision of what I'm doing with my opportunities, what I'm doing with my time. And you're always making choices. And if you're always making choices, you're making choices right now. Chacham Lev Yigach Mitzvahs. Jumps to mitzvahs. The evil sosayim yilaveit. And Chacham Lev Yigach Mitzvahs takeif kishir bodil. Right now. You don't wait for tomorrow. The Gemara says, Shim Yomar, the problem says we're going to get learning tomorrow, he's going to be nichshal, not going to learn it. Do it now. Mitzvah Shabbat Yodcho al Tachmitzah. Mishu Ebel Veina also take it, someone doesn't do it right away, but he says with his mouth, I'll do it tomorrow, he's going to be nichshal, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have Bitochen. And the Bitochen is, whatever a person really deeply wants in Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to let him have it. And that is a very deep idea. That Rambam says, That's what emunah and bitachon is. What is bitachon? Bitachon says, doesn't say, if the last night I went to sleep with a dream that 20 billionaires are going to give me tomorrow into my bank account $100 billion. And I can convince myself that's going to happen. No bitachon. Doesn't work. Don't think you're going to wake up tomorrow with $100 billion in your bank account. They're all wiring it in. Bitachon doesn't apply to that. What does bitachon apply to? If a person is completely committed to a goal in Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make sure he's able to achieve that goal. Nothing's going to stand in his way. And that is something which is, he is so to be tough, and says the Rabbi. And anyone who's gone through life sees that. I once had a younger man, the Masmid also, who learned Yom Vilayel in the Siris Nefesh Rav. And it's my Shahaya. I told him what's going to happen. One day he comes to me, sitting down for lunch in a Yeshiva dining room that many years ago, and says, listen, he doesn't know what to do. He needs X amount of money. Otherwise, he can't keep doing it. He said, don't worry about it. He'll be there. He says, when do you need it? He said, 2 o'clock today. Come on. It's going to be there. Quarter two, a bocha comes out to me. He said, I have an envelope for Rosh Hashiva. I said, what is the envelope? I was at the Kursal. So-and-so who knew you many years ago said, to give it to you, you should give it to Rav Reich. I handed it to him. I said, Rosh Baruch took care of it. Why was I so confident? Because the Ramban. If you are absolutely committed to certain goals in Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but completely, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make sure it happens. That is how a person has to lead his life, decide what is important. Moshe Rabbeinu that night says, listen, it's a mitzvah. Moshe Rabbeinu told Klai, so go around getting as much gold as you can, because I don't want Avram Avinu to have tainis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't Makayim, Achachan Yates B'chosh Godel. That's a very big mitzvah. We have to help HaKadosh Baruch Hu out when he's going to face Avram Avinu. Moshe Rabbeinu said, fine, that's for you. I'm a Chacham Lev. Tonight, I'm busy with Yitzis. And Chazal said, Moshe Rabbeinu ended up being richer than all of them. Holech betom, yelech betach. Uma'akesh derocho vivodeya. A person who goes straight in this world. There's two types of ways of dealing with this world. Straight way and a crooked way. Ram writes the end of Shemitah V'Yovim. V'holich Yosho kamo sha'aso Elokim. Elokim oso sa'odom Yosho. The natural way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the neshama of a person is to be straight. And if he's fadre in everything he does, it's not a sitzah. Holech batom, yelech betach. You go and follow that natural mahalach of Yashus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the neshama of every human being. Betach. Be secure. That means a person in each situation in life has to look at himself, what does the Baruch Hashem want from me and how am I supposed to get it? And he has to use the Torah as his guide. And the Torah will always tell him how to do it in a straight way rather than a twisted way. If you go after what the Torah told you to go after, and that is your goal in life, and you do it in the way the Torah wants you, the goals of the way, Olech Betach. You're very secure, don't worry. Ma'akesh Drochov, Yivadeya. But someone who's always plotting against his friend. And Kadosh Baruch Hu will make sure that his twisted way of messing up his friend will be known and will not achieve anything. Shlomo HaMelech throughout in Mishle tells us the Torah gives us a straight way of going through Olam Hazeh. The Parashim can't say, well, Torah is only how I get to Olam Hazeh. But in this world, I have to function, I have to do different things. Just standard things people say. Shlomo HaMelech says no. The Torah is a guide how to succeed in this world. You go with the Torah's guide how to succeed in this world, you will succeed. And if you do it al-Pi Torah and you have Yosha al-Pi Torah and do everything, Kadosh Baruch Hu says you'll succeed. And a person who says, I can't go with the Torah, I have to go twist, I have to go turn, I have to live from that. In the end, because the Torah is the guide to life, he follows his twisted mind. It's not going to work. Okay, we'll stop.